It is 20 past four now on this, the 30th of March. And what's significant about today is that it is the first International Zero Waste Day. Following the 77th session on December 14th, the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution to declare the 30th of March International Zero Waste Day. Now, the day aims to promote sustainable consumption and production patterns and raise more awareness about the negative effects of waste on the environment, further encouraging us to adopt practices that minimize waste, reuse, and recycle materials. Joining me on the line now is Rian Pienaar from the Institute of Waste Management of South Africa. Rian, good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. How have you marked this first International Zero Waste Day?
Good afternoon. Yes, thank you for having us. Yeah, I wish every day could be Zero Waste Day.
It should be.
Yeah. So yeah, it's good for the United Nations to recognize that. And we as the Institute would like to, you know, every day promote the minimization of waste and to get the waste out of our landfill sites.
Rian, I read in the media that on a daily basis, there are billions of tons of waste accumulating around the world. How dire is the situation in South Africa and particularly here in the Western Cape?
Yes, unfortunately, we are in a bad situation in South Africa. With the management of waste in general, specifically in the smaller towns, with dumping of waste being prevalent and the management of our disposal facilities in particular not being done as it should be. In the Western Cape, as with many other cases or many other situations, we are in a little bit of a better situation. Our government structures are a bit more focused to on service delivery, etc. So our waste disposal is also, or waste management is also in that vein. But we are still not, you know, out of the woods. We have issues with landfill airspace and with our recycling rates and minimization in general.
And just talk to us about some of the problems that the poor management of waste can lead to.
Well, firstly, just littering. I mean, firstly, if you look at the streets in South Africa, if you see rubbish lying next to the road or sometimes next to the rubbish bin, that's just a poor advertisement for our country. That's on the surface. But more prevalent than that, or which is more of a problem, is actually water pollution. We are a very water scarce country, and if you dispose waste incorrectly and the rainwater falls on that and goes into the groundwater, etc., our water sources are being polluted, and that's the main thing we want to focus on, is to prevent that.
And what initiatives are underway, Rian, to prevent that?
Well, there's a lot of education and awareness campaigns, specifically in the rural areas, on proper waste management that the Institute of Waste Management is involved with and all the municipalities in the province is involved with. There's also initiatives for minimization and recycling of waste, specifically from the sources of the waste, where you talk about the shops, you know, the retailers making their packaging less packaging for us to throw away at the end of the day. And so there's a lot of those initiatives also in place.
Let's talk about recycling for a moment, Rian. How widespread is recycling currently in the Western Cape? I'm fortunate to live in an area where our recycling is collected every second week. And I'm very, very particular. I think these days I throw away less than one black bag of rubbish a week because so much of my waste either goes into compost or recycling. But I know that you know, I'm in a position to be able to do so. A lot of people aren't. What are the statistics when it comes to recycling in the Western Cape?
We recycle very well. We almost have 50% recycling rate, but that is relative. I mean, people don't realize the amount of waste that is recyclable in the household. And the reality is not all of the waste that you and I put in our recycling bins actually end up being recycled into other products, because just of the market-driven, the market of recycling. Not everybody wants to buy recycled products, even though it's recyclable. Sometimes some of the plastic bottles goes through the recycling facilities, and they get sorted, but they don't have a off-taker, a buyer for it, so they go back into the waste stream sometimes. So in many cases, recycling is, although it's environmentally the right thing to do, financially it is sometimes still a burden on the market. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it should be done. I mean, there is a cost of to being environmentally conscious, and we have to all do that.
Okay, recycling aside, what are some of the other ways that individuals, people that are at home or in their cars right now listening to this interview, can make changes to their lives to combat waste?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So firstly, try to reduce your use of single-use products as far as you can. If you buy something from the shop and you know you're going to only use that particular item once, try rather to prevent it, or bring your own coffee cup to a coffee shop, for instance, or use a reusable straw. Or if you go to the shop and you buy bananas or oranges, make sure they're not in the packaging. Or bring your own bag to the shop, and you can put your bananas in your own bag that you can reuse again. All those kind of things that become habits. So it's more a question of making a habit of thinking all the time about what you're going to do with this thing when you're done with it. And that's something I also teach my kids at home, regardless of the three bins that we have there, just to think about, if you throw this in the bin, could you have used it for something else, sort of an art and craft project or whatever the case may be. So it's more of a, you get used to the lifestyle of not throwing away everything.
Rion, there's a message here from a listener, and it's worth possibly noting to just do things a little bit differently next year. She says, it's unfortunate that Zero Waste Day was not better advertised. The first I've heard of it is driving home now. And on that note, are you conducting initiatives at schools around the Western Cape? You mentioned talking to your children about, you know, educating them about what they can do, and certainly the children are the future.
Yes, of course. Not on specifically the Zero Waste Day yet. They only made the decision at the end of last year about the Zero Waste Day. But we've, as the Institute, and we also have branches in the other provinces, have many events that we host, education and awareness events. There's also links to schools and to young people to teach them about the benefits of sustainable waste management.
And so hopefully next year we can go even bigger and better for Zero Waste Day 2024.
Yes, that'll be excellent. Look, this is not the only day we should be celebrating how we can, you know, improve our efforts on waste management. So we try to do that all through the year and get people to focus on it. But now that we have the Zero Waste Day, similar to the Water Days and all those kind of things, we'll make a bigger effort, yes, definitely.
Rion Pienaar on the line from Cape Town. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Western Cape Chair of the Institute of Waste Management of Southern Africa.